This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes.
What is the proper response for a Christian when someone challenges your spiritual leadership or authority? We'll explore the answer today as we study Numbers chapters 17 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some years ago, when I was studying the topic of leadership, I came across these words. One of the heaviest crosses borne by the leader is the perverse disinclination of the human species to work together in harmony toward the accomplishing of a common goal. And as we read these pages, we are certainly struck with the perverse attitude of the people to whom Moses and Aaron were to provide leadership. For instance, certain heads of the tribes of Israel began to complain. Why did the priests have to come only from the tribe of Levi? Why couldn't they be priests? So before they got too far into the question and start a new rebellion, God takes action to settle the issue. They were to take the staves, which these men ordinarily use as emblems of their authority, old dry sticks with no sap in them, with the name of the leader carved on it to identify which rod belonged to which man. These rods were laid in the tabernacle and kept there overnight. The rod that budded and blossomed would signify who was to be the priest. And Aaron's rod, an ordinary dry stick, became a living branch which budded and blossomed and produced almonds. This was a plain indication to one and all that Aaron was chosen and no other. There's a lesson here for the Christian leader whose leadership may be under challenge. Don't fight back. Let God vindicate his own choice. Commit the matter to God and let him settle the matter in his own way. And once again, Aaron was reminded of his essential duty. God said, Aaron, you and your sons with you shall serve. Not rule, not exercise dominion, but serve God and serve the people of God. Leaders must remember that they are servants and that they are to be humble, diligent, and faithful in all they do. Frank Warren has said that if you wish to be a leader, you will be frustrated. Very few people wish to be led. If you aim to be a servant, you will never be frustrated. About the time we begin to be frustrated in our leadership, we would do well to reread the 13th chapter of John, where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus said, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." How do you react when someone challenges your leadership and authority? The Bible says the proper response is to serve and allow the Lord to establish our authority to lead. That's the pattern we are called on to follow in our walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free Bible reading and daily devotional guide that will keep you in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a look at one of the most damaging sins of God's people in the wilderness and how we can avoid it today. Join us on Daily Discipleship.